Hello and welcome to your GCSE Design and Technology Revision podcast. I'm so glad you've tuned in today because we're covering one of the most important and honestly one of the most rewarding parts of your NEA, the evaluate stage. By the end of this episode, you'll know exactly how to test your prototype, analyse your results, conduct a life cycle assessment, and write evaluations that will seriously impress your teacher and the moderator. Let's get into it. So, what is the evaluate stage all about? Put simply, it's where you prove that your prototype works or honestly reflect on where it doesn't. This is component 2 of your NEA, and the evaluate section is your opportunity to show critical thinking. Examiners aren't looking for a prototype that's perfect. They're looking for a student who can think like a designer, someone who can test, analyse and suggest meaningful improvements. That's the mindset you need going in. Let's start with the first big skill, testing your prototype against your product specification. Now, your product specification is the list of criteria you wrote earlier in the project. Things like dimensions, materials, functionality, safety, aesthetics and cost. Every single test you carry out in the evaluate stage must link back to one of those criteria. This is absolutely critical. If your specification says the product must hold a weight of 5 kilograms, you need to actually test it with 5 kilograms under realistic conditions, not just say, I think it probably would. Examiners will not award marks for untested assumptions. So, what does realistic conditions actually mean? It means testing your product in the environment it was designed for. If you've made a storage solution for a kitchen, test it in a kitchen-like setting. If you've made a piece of outdoor furniture, test it with the kinds of loads and conditions it would face outdoors. Photographic evidence is your best friend here. Take photos of each test being carried out. This gives the moderator clear visual proof that your testing was genuine and systematic. Once you've carried out your tests, you need to analyse the results. This is where many candidates lose marks. They describe what happened but don't actually analyse it. There's a big difference between saying the joint held the weight and saying the mortise and tenon joint successfully held a load of 6 kilograms, which exceeds the specification requirement of 5 kilograms, demonstrating that the structural integrity of the prototype is sufficient for its intended use. Do you hear the difference? The second response is analytical. It references the specification, it gives a specific measurement, and it draws a conclusion. That's what earns marks. A really useful structure for your analysis is what I call the TAC method. Test, analyse, conclude. For each specification criterion, describe the test you carried out, analyse what the result tells you, and conclude whether the prototype meets that criterion. If it doesn't meet it, suggest a specific improvement. Examiners love to see that you can identify weaknesses and propose realistic solutions. Right, let's move on to the second major component of the evaluate stage, the life cycle assessment, or LCA. This is a sustainability evaluation of your product across its entire lifespan, from the raw materials being extracted all the way through to what happens when the product is disposed of. There are 6 key stages to cover in an LCA. Raw material extraction, manufacturing, packaging and distribution, the use phase, maintenance and repair, and finally end of life, which includes recycling, reuse or disposal. For each stage, you need to consider the environmental impact. Think about carbon dioxide emissions, water usage, energy consumption and waste generated. The key word here is specific. Don't just say manufacturing uses energy. Say the laser cutting process used to cut the acrylic components consumes significant electrical energy, contributing to carbon emissions. An improvement would be to source acrylic from a supplier using renewable energy. That level of specificity is what separates a good LCA from a great one. One common mistake candidates make is writing a generic LCA that could apply to any product. Your LCA must be specific to your prototype, the actual materials you used, the actual processes you employed, the actual context of use. If you used pine wood, talk about pine forestry. If you used steel fixings, talk about steel smelting. The moderator can tell immediately if you've written a generic response, and marks will not be awarded for it. Now let's talk exam technique and the most common mistakes to avoid. Number one, failing to test under realistic conditions. Always ask yourself, is this test actually simulating real-world use? Number two, not linking your evaluation back to the specification. Every conclusion you draw must reference a specific criterion. Number three, superficial analysis. Describe, then analyse, then conclude every time. Number four, a generic or missing LCA. Make it specific to your materials and processes. And number five, not using photographic evidence. Photos are worth marks, use them. In terms of command words, the word evaluate is the big one here. When you see evaluate, examiners expect you to make a judgment, to say whether something is successful or not, and to justify that judgment with evidence. Analyze means break it down. Look at individual elements and explain their significance. Justify means give reasons backed up by evidence. These are the command words that appear most frequently in the written sections of your NEA, so make sure you're responding to them correctly. Quickfire recall quiz time? I'll ask five questions. Pause the podcast and try to answer each one before I give you the answer. Ready? Question one. What must every test in your evaluation link back to? Answer. Your product specification criteria. Question two. What does the acronym LCA stand for? Answer. Life cycle assessment. Question three. Name three stages of a life cycle assessment. Answer. Any three from raw material extraction, manufacturing, packaging and distribution, use phase, maintenance and repair, end of life. Question four. What does the command word evaluate require you to do? Answer. Make a judgment about success or effectiveness, justified with evidence. Question five. What type of evidence should you include to support your prototype testing? Answer. Photographic evidence. Brilliant. Let's wrap up. The evaluate stage is your chance to show that you think like a real designer, critically, analytically, and with sustainability in mind. Remember the TAC method for testing. Test, analyze, conclude. Make your LCA specific to your actual prototype. Always link back to your product specification. Use photographic evidence, and use precise, subject-specific vocabulary throughout. You've got this. The evaluate stage rewards students who are honest, thorough, and analytical. And that's exactly what you're going to be. Good luck with your NEA, and I'll see you in the next episode.